Hello, this is Bob Damaris, broadcasting you from West Virginia on 12 February 2006. I'm a concerned American speaking to you about the imminent destruction that our people face. If you are unwilling to act now, you are part of the problem, not part of the solution. This program was written, produced, and spoken by Robert A. Damaris, Ph.D., who is solely responsible for its content. Today's program is entitled California Jail Race Riots, and it was recorded live without editing. In the last few weeks, California has been experiencing race riots in its prisons and jails. These riots are common, but usually they aren't severe enough to be reported by the news media. L.A. County Jail Riot Number 1. On 4 December 2005, blacks and Hispanics rioted as they fought each other at the Los Angeles County Jail in Cassaic. Of the 162 known combatants, 22 were injured. By the way, for all you Californians, Cassaic Jail is also known as Pitches Detention Center, and a couple decades ago it was called the Honor Farm, but there is no honor in L.A. L.A. County Jail Riot Number 2, December 7, 2005, saw another major riot between Hispanics and blacks. L.A. County Jail Riot Number 3, on 27 December 2005, blacks and Hispanics rioted at the Los Angeles County Jail. Among the 62 rioters, 6 needed medical attention for serious injuries such as puncture wounds and head injuries. L.A. County Jail Riot Number 4. On 13 January 2006, there was another black versus Hispanic riot at the L.A. County Jail, but only 3 prisoners required hospitalization. Now let us jump to California State Prison riots before returning to L.A. County Cassaic Jail riots. On 12 January 2006, in the famous San Quentin prison, inmates rioted in the dining hall at 7 in the evening. As usual, it was the blacks against the Hispanics. The chief weapons were toothbrushes sharpened on one end with razor blades embedded on the brush end of the toothbrush. During the riot, 2 staff members were seriously injured, as were numerous prisoners. The chief wounds were slash wounds from razor blades. San Quentin Riot Number 2 was on 2 February 2006 at 8:45 in the morning. 100 rioters battled. It was the blacks versus the Latinos, the El Norte or North Gang. After the fighting finally stopped, the guards captured 29 weapons, including toothbrush weapons, bed springs, wires, and razors. No guards were injured, but 27 prisoners were injured. 6 of the 27 had serious stabbing or slashing wounds. As a brief aside, the Norte Gang just means the North Gang and generally refers to Mexican criminals north of Bakersfield, California. Bakersfield is north of Los Angeles. On the outside, blacks and Mexicans sometimes belong to the same gang or 2 allied gangs, but that vanishes in prison, where all Mexicans and Central Americans from all gangs north and south of Bakersfield are in one huge gang whose leadership is called the Mexican Mafia. Let me introduce you to the term Mexican Mafia, which refers to something more specific than a Mexican gangster. I will quote from an official FBI document, quote, "The Mexican Mafia, also known as the New Family, is a militant revolutionary group in the California prison system. They are known to use violent and disruptive attacks against the California Department of Correction Authority. They engage in rebellion, insurrection, and destruction of prison property. This group is made up of primarily Mexican-American convicts from the barrios of East Los Angeles. They have expanded power outside of the penal facilities and are organized into ethnic groups where trying to control narcotics, contract killings, robbery, and forgery. This group is anti-black and has aligned itself with the Aryan Brotherhood, a white supremacy movement." Unquote. My research into the Aryan Brotherhood suggests that it is a small, ultraviolet prison gang made up of the worst of the white race. That said, there is no indication that the Aryan Brotherhood has been involved in any of the recent California riots. The FBI has been watching the Mexican Mafia since at least 1960. Here's part of a 1973 FBI document. Quote, "This investigation is based on information that the Mexican Mafia's activities may be in violation of Title 18, U.S. Code Section 2383, titled Rebellion and Insurrection," unquote. Here is another quote from the same FBI report. Quote, "The Mexican Mafia has become so sophisticated that it has put together an efficient intelligence organization, pools of sympathetic lawyers, and has used revolutionary groups for its own needs, and has taken over respectable Mexican-American social action groups," unquote. Soledad Prison. On the same day, 2 February 2006, at 2 o'clock in the afternoon, 400 prisoners engaged in a race riot at the infamous Soledad Prison in a medium security unit. Again, it was the Hispanics versus the blacks. Now let us get back to the Los Angeles County Jail at Kissaic. Los Angeles County Jail Riot Number 5. On 4 February 2006, prison officials at the Los Angeles County Jail's Kissaic facility had solid evidence that the jail's Mexican Mafia had ordered an attack on all black inmates. It was planned and deliberate. The jail activated their emergency response team and had the team check the dormitories for anything out of the usual. Then, a small army of jailers waited outside a dormitory in full riot gear. Who in that dormitory would be stupid enough to riot under such conditions? The Mexican and their Central American first cousins were exactly that stupid. The riot erupted at 3:30 in the afternoon when the Hispanics began throwing furniture and bunk beds from the upper level of a jail dormitory onto the blacks in a lower level day room. Up to 1,900 rioters battled for 30 minutes to an hour, but jail officials say that only 400 were involved in the most serious fighting. Prisoners used fists, parts of beds, shoes, and anything else they could grab in the riot. More than 200 deputies were needed to quell it. Robert Tissor, black male, age 45, was killed, and 50 prisoners were seriously injured. He was the ninth man killed in the Los Angeles County jails in the last 2.5 years. Investigating officers said that it appeared that Tissor had literally been beaten to death. In this L.A. County jail riot and the riots that followed, each riot forced several dozen state troopers and county deputies to stop their patrols, to abandon the general public, and to join the jailers in riot control. The entire L.A. County jail system, which houses 21,000 hardcore prisoners, was locked down. Sheriff Lee Baca ordered black and Hispanic prisoners segregated. That's right, he ordered them locked in separate areas of the jail. L.A. County Jail Riot Number 6. Later that night, the lockdown at Kissaic was lifted and a new riot exploded. The blacks and Hispanics fought until it was broken up by massively reinforced jail guards. The jail was again locked down. L.A. County Jail Riot Number 7. The local news media reported another riot broke out at the same jail the next day, which would be 5 February. 200 black and Hispanic prisoners battled, and there were 10 to 100 injuries, depending on which source one believes. The San Diego Union Tribune quoted Sheriff's Deputy Alba Yates as saying, quote, approximately 35 blacks and 170 Hispanics fought along racial lines, unquote. Guards used tear gas, pepper balls, and flashbang grenades to quell the animals. L.A. County Jail Riot Number 8. The L.A. County Jail supposedly remained locked down and segregated. However, the 8th riot broke out at 9:10 p.m. on the evening of 6 February. Jailers were finally able to subdue the 90 rioters using tear gas. Only one serious injury was reported. L.A. County Jail Riot Number 9. Later that night, 78 others rioted in another dormitory at the jail, causing minor to moderate injuries. The jail remained tense, but Sheriff Baca ordered some dormitories to be reintegrated. All jail captains in the entire county system asked Sheriff Lee Baca to put every facility on lockdown for the next 10 days. "Nope," said the politically correct sheriff. "I will only lock down 2 problem jails and will lift the lockdown as soon as possible." 2 days later, 5 more riots occurred in one day. The day was 8 February 2006. L.A. County Jail Riot Number 10. The first riot occurred in the morning when Latinos attacked blacks in one of the Casaic dormitories. Massive jailers in riot gear and other emergency personnel finally broke up the fight using mass doses of tear gas and sting balls. After that, the riot troops would quell one riot, only to be sent running to another dormitory for a new riot involving other inmates. L.A. County Jail Riot Number 11. At 12:55 in the afternoon, a second riot burst out involving 109 inmates in a different dormitory. L.A. Jail Riot Number 8. At 11:08 in the afternoon, the third racially motivated riot exploded, this time in yet another dormitory. It involved 112 inmates. L.A. County Jail Riot Number 13. In a fourth dormitory, a fourth riot broke out at 1:20 p.m., and it involved 108 prisoners. L.A. County Jail Riot Number 14. Things were quiet for 7 hours. Then at 8:30 in the evening, a riot exploded in yet another part of the Casaic facility. It involved 300 inmates and resulted in 22 injuries. That ended the day's riots at Casaic. L.A. County Jail Riot Number 15. However, there was a riot at another L.A. County Jail, the Men's Central Jail, in downtown L.A. It involved 40 blacks and Hispanics and resulted in 10 injuries. In one of the 5 L.A. County Jail riots that day, one inmate was critically injured. In summary, there were 18 California race riots in recent weeks that we know about inside jails and prisons. All involved only blacks and Hispanics. Hold the press! I just lied to you because while I was turning my research into this program, there was another riot at Casaic. Yes, it's number 16 in Casaic and number 19 in California in recent weeks. Okay, so here goes. L.A. County Jail Riot Number 16. On 9 February 2006, 70 activist preachers, mostly blacks, except for a couple rabbis, arrived at Casaic. They were given the grand tour and allowed to meet with black prisoners who were segregated into separate dormitories. There was Naji Ali of the Project of Islamic Hope and Tony Muhammad and his entourage from the Nation of Islam. You get the picture. Before they went into the dormitories, Casaic Jail Honcho Sammy Jones, chief of the Sheriff's Custody Division, repeatedly begged the ministers not to relay rumors or inflame passions. He pleaded, "Don't add to the situation." Sammy Jones is likely back, but almost everyone else that seems to be a honcho in the L.A. County jails has a Hispanic name. So the 70 preachers and Muhammads, accompanied by 2 dozen media people and protected by as many guards as could be spared, went into the newly segregated black dormitories. They held hands with hardcore felons, and they prayed and they prayed. Grown men, tough guys in prison, holding hands. Anyway, the 70 activist preachers finally left and reported to the media. According to the Los Angeles Times, Najee Ali told the newspaper, quote, "Black inmates are begging us for help. They want to stay segregated and be protected," unquote. The inmates complained that they haven't been able to telephone home, put on clean clothes, or shower for 6 days. No wonder the jail guards keep their gas mask with them at all times. The preachers left just before noon. At 1:30 in the afternoon, you guessed it, all hell broke loose in two separate dormitories with full-scale rioting between Latinos and blacks. Jailers were able to break up both riots using tear gas. There were no serious injuries. Sheriff Baca said the rioting will continue until the Latinos get tired of it, and that these two most recent riots were less violent than previous riots. Of course, he is threatening to prosecute the riots, but there have already been something like 4,000 rioters. And even if he charges just 1,000 of them, the courts and prosecutors' offices and the public defender's office will be overwhelmed. Of course, many of you are asking, how can they be fighting each other if they're racially segregated? Neither the media nor jail officials have even mentioned the possibility of anyone being charged with hate crimes, even though the media and jail officials repeatedly say the 4,000 rioters were, quote, racially motivated, unquote. My guess is that the prisoners really weren't racially segregated. Castaic is a huge 40-acre complex with dozens of expensive dormitories. My guess is that Sheriff Baca is only segregating inmates in dormitories that have already rioted. Each dormitory holds 1,120 men and has four floors. Each floor holds 280 men, who are split between four large rooms with 70 men in each. Lockdown only means that the doors to the 70-man rooms are locked. Prisoners can still riot within the 70-man rooms. While this rioting was occurring, a second group of black activists was meeting downtown with the media. It had agitators from many black groups, large and small. The NAACP and the Los Angeles Urban Policy Roundtable seemed to be the lead groups. They too were begging. They were begging the Latino politicians and activists for help. Professional agitator Earl Ofari Hutchinson of the Los Angeles Urban Policy Roundtable pleaded, quote, "We have got to stop the code of violence. The silence by every Latino leader in the city is troubling," unquote. Earl Ofari Hutchinson, better get used to it. Being genocided by an alien race is not fun. I can tell him that from my personal experience. Guess what? I finished revising this program, but there was yet another riot. So here we go. L.A. County Jail Riot Number 17. At 2 o'clock early in the morning on 10 February, a full-scale Hispanic versus black riot involving 73 inmates occurred at Castaic Dormitory. The L.A. Times reported two separate riots. Be that as it may, deputies battled the rioters for an hour using something called clear-out gas and sting balls. No deputies were hurt, but two inmates were injured. The only thing new about riot number 17 was that it occurred very early in the morning, which now means we had riots at all times of the day. Clear-out gas is a combination of pepper gas and tear gas intended for use in an area. That type of gas was used by the Cincinnati police during the Timothy Thomas riots. Thomas was a 19-year-old black that was killed by a Cincinnati police officer in 2001. During one incident that I recall, the self-styled peaceful protesters tore down the American flag at a police station and were eventually dispersed with clear-out gas. Clear-out is usually capitalized, so I suspect that it is just a brand name for a generic mixture of pepper and tear gas. L.A. County Jail Riot Number 18. This is getting boring even for me. At 4 in the afternoon on 11 February 2006, prisoner at Kissaic again rioted. As in all of the riots in today's show, it was the Hispanics versus the blacks. Jail spokesman Carlo Lopez refused to give further information except that no jailers and six prisoners were injured. San Bernardino Jail Riot Number 1. San Bernardino is just east of Los Angeles. On 11 February 2006, a busload of prisoners was being moved from the West Valley Detention Center in Rancho Cucamonga to the San Bernardino Central Courthouse. A racially motivated riot broke out on the bus between Hispanic and black inmates. According to the Associated Press, the two groups went at each other with razors, and when they were done, the bus was a bloody mess. 13 prisoners were slashed badly enough to require hospitalization. Later, a seemingly unrelated incident occurred among prisoners inside the courthouse. Prisoners who had not been on that bus. Two Latinos attacked a black with razors and sent the black to the hospital with a deep 3-inch gash on his arm. A Mexican without a knife is like a dog without a bone. These are Stone Age people who will make a slashing or stabbing instrument out of anything metal, wood, plastic, or even paper. The recent 18 L.A. County jail riots were the worst riots in that jail's history. Back in the year 2000, there were also serious Latino versus Hispanic riots there. In just one of the riots in the year 2000, more than 80 inmates, most of them black, were injured. One black male was beaten into a coma. At the time, Sheriff Baca quickly segregated black and Hispanic prisoners for several days. As soon as the jail was desegregated again, rioting quickly resumed. There was a series of well-coordinated and deliberate attacks. More than 20 men were injured, too seriously. Last year, the department reported 33 major inmate disturbances, including 18 at Kissaic. A disturbance is a politically correct euphemism for a riot. However, the main politically correct term is melee. If you've been doing a Google search for riots, you better start with the word melee. In the year 2005, there were 614 small attacks on prisoners in the L.A. County jails. A small attack is a one-on-one attack or a few men ganging up on one man. According to the Sheriff's Department, most of those assaults and aggravated assaults were racially motivated. Concerning the February 2006 riots, the media, prison officials, and self-proclaimed prison experts have come up with excuses for the behavior of the two packs of naturally vicious animals that fought in those riots. Here is what entomologist Jody Kent, coordinator of the Jails Project of the American Civil Liberties Union of South California, says. Quote, "I'm in the jails almost every day. I can tell you what inmates fight about. They fight about who should get the bottom bunk, who should retrieve their food first, who uses the phone, and who controls the dispensing of toilet paper." Unquote. That's right. If you're in the L.A. County Jail, you'll probably have to wait until the Mexican eat before you get your tray. And if you want to use the telephone or get a bit of toilet paper, you'll probably have to pay a bribe to the thugs that run the 70-man cell that you're in. These jails are deliberately set up by the system to make you literally a slave to Mexicans and blacks. The system is Lee Baca. It is Arnold Schwarzenegger, the U.S. Supreme Court, and it is George W. Bush and all other politicians and all other high-level civil servants. Sheriff Lee Baca says he needs more guards. The county has given him $70 million to hire 1,100 new guards, but Baca can't find 1,100 qualified individuals. He's under strict affirmative action guidelines. Even in a huge metropolitan area like Los Angeles, with its numerous surrounding suburbs, it is nearly impossible to find 1,100 blacks and Mexicans that can pass the bare minimum intelligence test and who have committed no really serious crimes. One of Baca's solutions, believe it or not, is to hire 100 black activist preachers from the L.A. ghettos and bring them into the L.A. County jails to teach about black culture. The 70 that went on 9 November 2006 is just the beginning. As an aside, for the 150 years since the emancipation of blacks, the best way to control blacks is to buy off black leaders, most of whom are preachers. This practice disgusts any decent white man, but it often works. At the time, Sheriff Baca said that racial segregation, which apparently does not include whites, might continue for weeks. In February 2005, the U.S. Supreme Court decided that segregation by race in prisons was illegal in all circumstances except, quote, in extraordinary circumstances, unquote. And Baca is guessing that he can get away with it for up to 2 weeks at the most. Of course, segregating by sexual preference is allowed. The Men's Central Jail downtown has a special facilities where the homos can do their thing. However, the Hispanic prisoners have notified Sheriff Baca in writing that if any blacks come into Hispanic dormitories, the Hispanics will attack the blacks. Sheriff Baca also said that Hispanics outnumber blacks by 2-1, making it a higher risk for blacks. According to the sheriff, if one black and one Hispanic start to fight, it will break out into a race riot. The actual prison population by race for the L.A. County Jail inmates is 60% Hispanic, 30% black. The other 10% includes all whites, Native Americans, Asians, Pacific Islanders, Arabs, Jews, etc. Sheriff Baca has told some big lies. For example, he said, quote, 90% plus of the Lantito inmates don't want to be involved in these fights, unquote. They are a pack of wild animals. There are always a few alpha males that want to start the fights. But if you eliminate them, some other animal will rise to be the alpha male, or should I say the alpha Mexican. In contrast to Baca, Chief Mark Klugman, who is Baca's subordinate and who runs the entire L.A. County jail system, said of the prisoners, quote, it's got momentum, they're battle-hardened, they're angry, unquote. Klugman added that 80% of prisoners have some affiliation with street gangs. Sheriff Baca and other L.A. leaders say that this is all part of a larger pattern of Latinos deliberately displacing blacks in Los Angeles, not just in prison, but in the city as a whole. I keep saying Hispanics or Latinos, but what I'm really talking about is American Indians who speak Spanish. These are the descendants of hundreds of warlike tribes that inhabited the area from the Rio Grande to Panama. They are the Apache and the Aztec. In Los Angeles proper, the blacks, who were a minority, ruled the streets, until enough Mexican immigrants, most of them illegals, moved in to change the balance of power. Now, block by block, the Latino criminals and drug dealers are systematically and deliberately driving out the black criminals and drug dealers, many of whom are simply moving out of Los Angeles. They're coming your way. The Mexican plague doesn't mean just more Mexicans, it means more blacks also. Blacks, of course, took over our cities first, but blacks are not capable of the internal cohesion, loyalty, and organization that Latinos are. That is the main reason that the blacks are being displaced. It's genocide. Perhaps you say turnabout is fair play because the blacks drove us from our cities. That was genocide also. The blacks, of course, were not and are not cohesive, loyal, organized. They drove us out through relentless but usually random violence. The Latino way of war is very much like the way of their ancestors, the American Indian. Indians were not capable of prolonged organized war. Their wars against each other and against the whites consisted of a series of raids. Each raid was highly organized and intended to kill warriors of the enemy, kidnap as many women and children as possible, and steal anything of value. The most famous known Indian versus Indian attack in the U.S. was in about the year 1350, long before Columbus discovered America. It occurred on Crow Creek in South Dakota. Only because of the bones got buried do we know anything about this event. One group, the Crow Creek Indians, had built a great stockade fortress and were defending it against the encroachment of another group. No one knows who these groups were. Sometimes those that study the bones and homes refer to the invaders as Middle Mizzou Indians. The two groups are believed to have long warred by raiding. Both groups were on the verge of starvation. The Middle Mizzou Indians slaughtered the Crow Creek Indians in their stockade. Anthropologists found, in one pile, buried in the moat surrounding the stockade, the remains of 486 people. Many of these remains had signs of torture and mutilation. They included tongues being cut out, scalping, broken teeth, heads cut off, and other forms of dismemberment. It sure shows that the liberal claim that white men brought the practice of scalping to North America is patently false. Of course, in Mexico, the Indians were, quote, civilized, unquote. Torturing 486 other Indians would have been just a typical afternoon for the Aztecs. The descendants of these inhuman people we call Latinos, if they speak Spanish. As it was with the Aztecs, and as it was at Crow Creek, so it is in the L.A. neighborhoods where the black ghettos are becoming barrios. Raids are organized by modern Spanish-speaking Indians. They make some progress, and then the Latinos revert back to their normal lazy and corrupt selves. Eventually, some primordial urge causes them to raid again. As you know, the Indians were no match for the whites. That is, once whites were properly aroused. The well-organized Indian raids often threw us back many miles, wiped out whole towns and entire counties. But I'll save birth of the American as an Indian fighter for another day. You may be asking, what about whites in the California jails and prison? There isn't a mention of whites from any of the jail officials or the media. Whites did not riot, and they are not being segregated, because they are not a protected group. Some of you are cheering for the riots to continue and grow by saying things like, I hope they kill each other off. But that wouldn't affect the population of blacks or Mexicans in the U.S. They are promiscuous races, and the population is controlled only by the number of fertile females. What we can learn is how really violent and stupid blacks and Mexicans are. They are locked up in a building with hundreds of cameras and dozens of snitches. If they riot, they're likely to get caught, convicted, and serve more time. But they are like two packs of mad dogs. Irrational thinking does not control their violent nature. In the riots mentioned in this program, it appears that the Hispanics were the aggressors. They are better organized than the blacks, more clannish. This portends very serious trouble for whites in the U.S. Black violence is generally mindless, and after a couple days of rioting, they grow tired of it. On the other hand, when the Mexicans strike, they will be much better organized and able to carry out military-type operations. No, it will not be the official Mexican army or a truly organized Mexican nationalist movement. It will just be the ever-evolving gangs, bandidos, cartels, or whatever you want to call the violent organizations that have unofficially ruled Mexico since the day the Indians and the half-breeds drove out the Spaniards. The Latinos will be able to extort far greater power, privileges, and money from your government than the blacks have been able to do. You and your government will pay them not to riot and not to raid. As the black and Latino populations grow, relative to the white population, the prison situation will continue to deteriorate. Not only will there be many more non-white prisoners, but also there will be many more guards. Guards who will be increasingly non-white and who will be increasingly corrupt, lazy, and incompetent. Some of you are hoping for massive black and Hispanic fighting outside the prisons and jails, but what good would that do? The state and federal governments would just step in and start handing out billions of dollars to both sides for new programs. Fighting between blacks and Hispanics will not help us directly. We must get ourselves out of our own predicament by our own hard work. However, we can use non-white riots as proof of the irrationality and violent genetic nature of non-whites. That they are born that way is the most important truth. Until next time, this is Bob Demarest speaking from West Virginia and reminding you that they are born that way. All the European kings could not change them. In the last 200 years, we Americans could not change them. It is you that must change if we are to survive. This program was recorded on 12 February 2006. Thank you.